Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Hey, I'm a doctor. Lift up your hands, everybody. Everybody, lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Don't look at your friend. Begin to fix your eyes on Jesus. This is one of the reasons we are here this morning, is to listen to the word of God. And so I want you to put yourself in the mood. Lift up your hands and begin to tell the Holy Spirit that whatever you are about to hear this moment will be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Yes. Begin to pray. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Could you play something? Begin to pray. And ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart softly. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mando sata brandele be kabaya. Rando sike mande zabra koriandaya. Rabba suka brandele be. Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. Lift up your hands and sing it. Touch me with your hand. Are you singing or you are not singing?
Jesus.
Everybody singing.
I don't want to go the same way I came. Touch me with.
The Lord is touching you this morning. The Lord is touching you this morning.
I don't want to go
the same way
I came. Touch me with your hand.
Jesus,
I don't want to go.
Lift up your hands and sing it, everybody. Everybody sing it.
Touch me with your hands,
oh, Jesus,
'cause I don't want to go the same way I came. Touch me with your hands, Jesus, me pesa me go, Señor me vaya.
Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We commit this morning's service into your care. We pray that, Lord, touch our lives, touch our hearts. In the name of Jesus, may we become a blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord once again. I think it's only the people here who are clapping. The people here. When we close, everybody, one pizza. Everybody here, one pizza. From here, to, hey, you clap again. Hallelujah. Today happens to be the last Sunday in July, true of us. It means that August, September, October, November, December, we have 5 months to eat Christmas. Put your hands together for the Lord. So small, the year is ending. And I believe that even though we have just done a few months, God has been gracious to us. How many of you can say that God has been gracious to you? You have not been arrested, do you see, put into police cells. It's fantastic. Okay. But on the whole, we thank God for his blessings. And from the month of August, or in the month of August, we are going to have our camp. Put your hands together. The camp is coming on. Life and Khaled. Do you understand? Yes. We have a little about 50 people registering for the camp. So if you are thinking your neighbor has not paid, he has paid, but he's not telling you. So if you like, be there. But the camp is coming on, I think, the second week in August. Put your hands together. So we'll come here Friday after school. But I'm sure that Friday, the primary people will be home. When are you vacating? Sit. Sit, I guess. Is it, why? Are you the headmaster? Oh, you think we think about you. Okay, so we come Friday after school, and then we'll be here the whole of the ninth into Saturday evening. No, the Saturday afternoon. And then we will close. All right, so it's going to be a very fantastic, very, very nice camp meeting. All right, how many of you are prepared for the camp? J Church, this camp, dear, it's your season to shine. Okay, and so we are going to have a very fantastic time. And to those of you who can see, you can see that a lot of things are changing in the church. How many of you can see that things are now getting better? Nobody has even come to me to say, Pastor Ma, thank you, Po. Nobody has. It's like you thought that the things, they came on their own. They didn't come on their own. Oh, human beings put it there. Put your hands together for me too. All right. So, during the week, I've not been well, okay? I've been sick. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to sleep. I've come to preach. As of preaching, I'm sick, but the sickness, it is not affecting my mouth. You know, it's just affecting some part of my body. Like a little headache and all that. Body is weak, but my mouth is not weak. So, I'm here to preach. Hallelujah. All right. So, to those of you who are in White Church, we've been talking about escape for your life, or escape for your life. And then last week, I remember telling you about what to do to escape for your life. Amen. Today, I'm going to be on that path. All right. And one thing I want to tell you young people is that your life is precious. Your life is very, very important. That is why a lot of things, or a lot of things people want to do, they target children. Okay? The target group for children are more than the target group for adults. Because an adult does, if an adult says he will not do something, he will not do it. But as for children, Bible says that henceforth be no more children tossed about to and fro, because you can change your decision very soon. Yes. You changing from eating jollof to plain rice is because of something you have seen. But if your mother says today we are eating fufu, even if you frown your face, That is what you eat. Do you understand? Yeah. So a lot of things in this world, they are done to target children. So children are from bad things to good things. The target group is children. I hope you are listening to what I'm preaching. Or you don't like my preaching. My son is here. Yeah, my son, sit well, sit well. I'm preaching. Look at the shoe that he's wearing. Where did you buy the shoe? Where did you buy the shoe? Your father bought it for you. It's nice. Tell your father you should buy me some. Amen. Yes, so you are a target group for Satan to use. So Satan aims at spoiling your life. So as we are sitting down here, Satan and his people, okay, Satan, his people that he works with are called demons. And God's people that he works with are angels. All right? Yeah, so we will not even say the opposite of demon is, they can't be opposite. But the people that the devil works with are demons. So he put his spirit into them. And so when you sleep and you had a nightmare. Do you know nightmare? Nightmare is a dream that you can't sleep. I mean, you are afraid. You wake up in the middle of the night and you are crying. I don't know if you have had that dream before. Wake up, then you are crying. Oh, I don't know if you have had such a dream before. And then your father will come. What is? And you can't explain the dream. But you have seen something. Only you that you have seen the thing. So those things are demons that have appeared to you. Yeah. And sometimes to you sleep and you see angels. May you sleep and see angels in Jesus' name. Yeah, the people here, they are encouraging me, but I think I have to stay here. I said you will sleep and see angels in Jesus' name. You will not see demons. You will not see a cow chasing the cockroach. You will not see crocodile chasing an elephant. Hey, you have slept. You have seen some big snake. That is never going to be your portion. Or you have slept, then you have seen that they are doing funeral, some AEAB. When you went to look into the coffin, you were the one lying in the coffin. Hey, you are sweating like this. I don't know if you have had such a dream before. You are sweating. Hey. You were praying that the thing should be a dream. It shouldn't be a real. If it's a real thing, you are thinking, who will collect my man's classwork exercise book if I die? You will not sleep and dream you have died. Yeah. You dream that you are having one-on-one conversation with God himself. Yeah. So the devil is against your life. The devil wants to spoil you. So he's using so many avenues, anything possible, from television to mobile phone to cartoons. Again, now when you watch cartoons, you see cartoon, a male cartoon marrying another male cartoon. I don't know if you have stopped watching cartoons. I don't know what you get from watching cartoons. Don't watch cartoons again. Tell them that some reverend be in your church. Say, don't watch cartoons again. What do you get from watching cartoons, Shelley? You have come back from school. You have not removed your dress. So cartoon, 4 o'clock, Max TV. You have glued your eye. It's what? Capdale. Capdale. There's a TV station like that, Capdale. They do only cartoons. Oh. GNTV Junior. But you that you are in primary school, you are watching KG things. Junior. Made for kids. Oh, they are deceiving you. Hallelujah. So, and God's attempt, you see, God's attempt is also to make you a great person in life. While Satan is trying to make you to become a useless, a nincompoop, a recalcitrant, disobedient, and social misfit, social opprobrium behaviors. I'm not preaching well. No, you boys don't understand the preaching. Let me preach to the people here. God is also trying to make you into a useful person. Sisters, do you want to end up as a teenage girl? By the time you are turning 18 years, you have 3 children with 8 fathers. Hey, that is not going to be your position in Jesus' name. You are never going to be a born one. Hey, look, born one is not good though. You come into the news, because of born one, we can't do proper wedding for you. Then we have to come to your house and hold some coke and some small schnapps. Then we come and see some elder be in some corner. Then they say, we've married you. Hallelujah. God is trying to make you a useful person so that you can also become a doctor. When they mention your name, Dr. Ransford. Oh, clap for Dr. Ransford. Yeah. Engineer, what's your name? PK. Yeah, can see that, yeah. Bank manager Johnson. These are meaty human beings. Now you are selling curtains. You are selling kube. Huh? Kube, yeah, tomatoes. Kusuyarimeko. Is that what you want to sell? Espioto. May you become an important person in future. Or you don't like it when you're also driving a car. The people have been shouting, the government. But you will do well in this life. Yeah. You go to school and complete properly in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Today I was reading, before I came, I was on Facebook. I saw the headline. I didn't read the thing. They say some girl be 19 years. And she said that somebody has impregnated her. And the man say he's not the one. But how would the man say he's the one? Are you correct? At the age of 90, do you think the man will say he's the one? And that when the man say he was not the one, she alone named the baby, did naming ceremony. But you alone, who else should join you? When I saw, I didn't even realize that this girl, she's a foolish girl. When the man impregnated me, he said he was not the one. Then me alone, I did naming ceremony. And this one too has become news that TV3 has put on their page. I mean, say it's useless. When we are having a service here, this one should be a news. What we are doing should be a news. Compared to a 19-year-old girl who has been impregnated and the boy has run away. But you, the man who even wrote that thing, if you were the one who impregnated the girl, do you think you would stand there? You also ran away. Run away. He was in the far away. Just run away. Hey, why are you running? If you impregnate a girl right now, you run away. Actually, you not say you are the one. No, you run away. Hallelujah. So God is in the business of turning you into an important person in Jesus' name. Yeah. He's in the business. And he will never give up on you till you turn out to become a proper human being. Yeah. That is why church is designed. Church is not a man's idea. Church is not the idea of the pastor. Church, our gathering here, it is not my idea. And Reverend here, or Pastor Kradodo. No. Church is not the idea of the bishop. Church is God's idea. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. School is your headmaster's idea. You have to collect your school fees. The Reverend is against headmasters. I'm not against headmasters. a headmaster will do. I know I was good, that's why. Headmaster is good to collect canteen fees, you collect urination fee, you collect poo-pooing fee. Oh, you collect what again? Eh? Examination fee, classes fee, talking fee, printing fee. What? Laptop fee. Eh? What? Connect. Eh? Condense. Which one is there? That time to the pay. OWAP fee, the collector. Ella, you pay OWAP fee. What fees do you pay? You buy the book. Because you attend good school, you buy the book. Some people, they don't buy the book. If OWAP madam finish teaching, on they pay. Ha. Hallelujah. So God will make you great. Amen. We were talking about Lot. Okay. Those of you who don't know who Lot was. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Genesis. I'm now coming to preach. Genesis. This time round, let's go to chapter 13. We've been on Genesis 19, but this one, let's go to Genesis 13, and I'll read. It's a long passage. I'll read, explain. When I'm tired, I'll close. I don't owe anybody. I hope you brought my envelopes. We've done the thing, though. I'm sure the man cried by this time. He's on his way coming. Today, they kill me. May you come and visit me at police station. Or you brought the envelopes. Okay, if you brought the envelopes, I don't have that. If you can, I can say, hey, wait for me outside. Come to see you. What is that? And Abraham went up out of Egypt. He and his wife. Who was Abraham's wife? Sarah. You should know these things. Okay. How many of you listen to the Generation 419 quiz competition? You should be listening though. Very, very important. Nice. You see that the thing you don't know. But clap for our quiz team. They'll be going up again. Yeah. We have a very solid quiz contestant. So Abraham. So first, the man was called Abraham or Abram. And God changed his name to Abraham. Okay. And the wife too was called Sarai. And God changed his name to Sarah. Okay. And all that he had and Lot with him into the south. Who was Lot? Lot was Abraham's nephew. Okay. Yes. Lot was Abraham's nephew. You should know this thing. Who is your nephew? Your nephew is your auntie's son or your uncle's son. Sometimes summarize the thing. Who is your auntie? It's your mother's sister's son. It's too long. Eh? Who is your name? Your auntie. Your mother's sister is your auntie. Your mother's brother is your what? Uncle. You should know these ones. This one you don't have to go to school to know. If you come to church, I'll teach you. You don't have to pay school fees. You come, I'm a very good teacher. Clap for doctor. No, I said the vim is here. Let me stand here and preach. So when Abraham was leaving, okay, he went with Lot. Do you understand? Okay. And Abraham was very rich. You'll be rich in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said you'll be rich in Jesus' name. You will buy your own private jet in Jesus' name. Nobody has stood up to receive. Private jet is not church role. I say you buy your own private jet in Jesus' name. No. If your mother says she will buy a private jet, it's a lie. She doesn't have money at her age. But you will buy private jet in Jesus' name. Uber four plane. You sit in plane. Some of you have never sat in plane before. Next month, I'm traveling somewhere. I'll sit in plane and go and come. Yeah. No, you can't go with me. Between Sunday and Sunday, I'll travel and come back. You don't know I've traveled. Yeah, I won't take trotro. I won't take VIP. I'm taking plane. A Lolo plane. So
Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent has been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with him, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Listen to verse 7. Verse 7 will open your eyes. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. So verse 7 is saying that when Abraham and his family members plus Lot, they traveled, they came to a place. Abraham was rich in cattle. Lot, who was Abraham's nephew, was also rich in cattle. We agree. Do you agree? Clap for that one. Yes. Now, the space where they were, Bible said that the space could not contain the two of them. Then, listen to verse 7. Now, there was a quarrel, a strife. Why? You're enjoying the preaching. Okay. Now, there was a strife. A strife means quarrel between, come, Lot. You are Lot. Stand, rich man. The way you are wearing the colors today, you are a rich man. Come. You are Lot. Fulani people. No. You are the rich man. Rich man, you don't stand by your. Come. This one is Abraham. Abraham. Fulani man, come. Allah. Are you understanding the preaching? So this is the rich man. This guy is Abraham's nephew. Do you understand? So this is the guy who had been taking Abraham's cows, cattle to go and graze, overgrazing. And then this is the one who had been taking Lot's cow to go and graze. One day, these people, they started fighting. Not this one and this one. The Fulani people, they started fighting. Yeah. Sometimes your mother and your auntie, do you understand? They are living peacefully. But you, the children, your father and your mother are in the house. There is peace. You, the children. I'm coming there. You, the children. When you eat and you are satisfied. You see, sometimes the problem is overeating. Some of the causes, one of the causes for foolishness and misbehavior in the house is overeating. Yeah. Goodness gracious. You see, because your that is why when it's vacation, your mother is not happy. Yeah, most of you, if it's vacation, look at your mother's face. She one of the first questions she asks you is, when are you going back? Because your constant presence in the house is going to cause so much havoc. I mean, camera phone, so that you know I went to school. So these people, anytime there is a quarrel between two people, it means that the brain is not working well. I'm telling you. If there is a quarrel, so these people started fighting. You see, and obviously, as they start fighting, it will get to Lot and Abraham, by all means. But you see, because as they went to fight, this one will come and say something to this one. And this one will also come and say something to this one. That is why up to now, your mother and your auntie, they don't talk. Because your cousins came to spend some time with you in the house. And or you went there. And small issue, no, they don't talk again. Be careful how quarrel start. Are you understand what I'm explaining? There was a strife. Sometimes it's between children of the same parents. strife, unresolved strife. And you see, your parents, they also have their favorites. And sometimes, the person who goes early to say his story is the person who is believed. Yeah. And even sometimes, there are these people, their mouth is loud. And they can explain things. Even if they are telling lies, they can still explain. Oh, we're just sitting down here before we sit down. Then a certain boy came here. When the boy came here, he slapped me. It. So when I moved to then, look at my hair. You see, there's blood. I just clean it on the wall. You see, that's where the wall is red. Hey, they can explain before you see now, then they believe you. But you know that what you are explaining is a lie. Yeah. Hey, you stole the 10 CDs right now. There's a way you can explain it. Eh? They will say she is the one who stole it. And then after they've beaten her, then you go, be careful. Am I explaining something to you? Yeah. Be careful. Lot and his family members, go and sit down. I'm still there. Nobody should call them Fulani. And Abraham said unto Lot, look at, so Abraham was a wise man. Abraham called Lot. He said, Lord, hey, you are my nephew. Come. There be no strife. He said, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and you, and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we be brethren. What is your own saying?
Then Abraham said to Lord, we are relatives, and your men and my men shouldn't be quarreling. So let's separate. Choose any part of the land.
Yeah. We are brothers. We shouldn't, look, brothers shouldn't fight. Brothers, don't fight. Sisters, don't fight. If you are sibling, you see some of this fighting, you fight, then it keeps long. Then you grow with it. Then before you see, this one and this one's children, come.
So you can. They are sisters.
They are sisters. Who?
You understand? Okay. Come. You too come. Okay. So, you, this is your mother. This is your mother. I'm explaining something to you. So, these people, you understand? There's a problem between them. They didn't solve the problem. Their children have taken over. Then there are children's children. Children's children. So sometimes, go and sit down. You don't talk to somebody, but I don't know why you are not talking to the person. Sometimes your mother tell you, hey, and could you feel her say? But I also saw the house they say don't go and eat. That house, yeah, you go and eat the jollof. Ransford. Ransford, why? The house they point to you that this house. It is that particular house jollof that always attracts you. Hey. How many of you went to eat in a certain house? They warned you not to eat there before. Huh. Why? So, you don't understand. Don't ever fight with your brother. Don't do it. No, you see, sometimes there will be this family problem. But you see, when it comes, learn to resolve it. And now, some of the people who don't talk, when you ask them, they say, when we were young, meanwhile, one is working about 58 years. And he doesn't talk to the brother. He said, when they were young and they were going to school one day, the father slapped it, and this one was making him rough. That's it. Yeah. Somebody should open to Psalm 133. I hope it's correct. He said, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, it should be correct. Is that what is there? Hey, nobody is finding it. Read, is that what? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is
For brethren are brothers or sisters, or brothers and sisters to dwell in unity. You are always fighting. And now I put my shoe here. You have come to remove it, and you have put my socks here, and I can't find my panties. Hey. We don't do that. When we are preaching, we don't move. Eh? If you do that, you disturb God. Do you understand? If I'm preaching, you are moving. It's like my preaching is boring. That's what it means. Abraham said, look, there is no need for us to fight. We are brothers. Because Abraham was a matured person. He called Lot. He said, Lot, come and sit down. My Fulani and your Fulani people, they are fighting. So Lot told him that, look, he said, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take left hand, I will go right. If thou will go right, I will go left. So Lot, Abraham said, look, the place is big. Choose which side you want to go. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. We are brothers. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Sometimes that is one of the nice ways to solve issues. Yeah. That's a nice way. Hey, they bought toothbrush. One red, one brown. This thing is creating problem. My very color is yellow. When I'm in school, I'm in session yellow. I like yellow. The same toothbrush. All of you say you like red. That thing, this thing I'm explaining, it has caused people to divorce before. Yeah, they married on Saturday. They married on Saturday. Sunday, they divorced. Yeah, because of toothbrush. You say, fine. So they married. They married Saturday. We all came for the wedding. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here. Don't do reception, cut cake, take picture, kiss, girl. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Then they went to hotel. You see, when you marry, the day you go to hotel, you won't go to that your dirty room. You go to hotel. Mr. Young, hey, you can't imagine what they go and do. I mean, I don't know what they go and do there. But when it's your time, you know what they do there. When you get there, you know what they do. Me too, I don't know what they go and do there. So they went, when they went, then the next morning, they woke up the next morning, they are going to bath. Then the lady said, the toothbrush, he like yellow. Then the guy said, me too, I like yellow. So, no, I like it. When I was in school, I was in house yellow. Me too, when I was in school, I was in session yellow. I like yellow. You know, you don't like yellow. I like yellow. You don't like it. Before you see no them, I can't knock him. Then slap him. Fight in the bathroom because of toothbrush, yellow color toothbrush. That's created a problem for people. You may never imagine what can bring an issue between you and your siblings. Sometimes be careful. When you see people fighting, don't laugh. No. One day, I went to visit a certain man and a wife. And when I went, there was confusion. So I asked that, what is the problem? And the man said that, can I imagine? The whole problem is that the man has been serving him hot food. I said, that the problem. He said, if he come, the food they give him is too hot. So I said in my head that this hot food that people are praying that they should serve them hot food, they've served you hot food, is a problem. So I asked the woman that, what time do you cook? He said, around 4. And I asked the man that, when do you come back from work? He cried by 5:36 is back. So according to the woman, by the time she finished cooking, that is the time the man arrived. So he served the man. So I told the woman that, look, for peace. Everybody say for peace. cook the food early. When he is not back, fetch his food, put it in the freezer. When he comes, remove it and serve. So when I said the thing, the woman looked at my face. Then the man said, "Tie dia pastor no can tie tie dia okano dia okano okan just assembly tie tie dia okano dia also for no can okan just assembly." That was the end of the quarrel. This man, he likes ice block abenkwa. That's what he likes. And but the food is too hot. So I thought that if I said that in the man who said no, he said he thought the woman That was the first time I spoke sense in my life. Hey, I been quiet block. And bank fufu no, I don't know how the fufu be. Amen. Yeah. So he said that, look, if you choose left, I will choose right. If you choose, so sometimes if there's a problem, man, look, you, somebody just have to choose something. And then you also choose, some of you, when they are choosing something, you always feel cheated. Let's continue. Look at verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. You see, so Lord, he lifted it. Say, Abraham said, "You should choose." So he looked at the place. So, no, this place is green, very nice. So he told Abraham that, "I like here." And then he went there. Abraham said, "Oh, you like here? Okay, if you choose here, then I will also choose here." I want to tell you something, but let's read verse 12 first. Verse 12 says that. Okay, so let's start. Verse 11 said that. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east and separated themselves the one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. That was the beginning of Lot's problems. After he doesn't know that the place he was choosing close to Sodom. That was where he went to build. Okay. Now let me show you one wisdom here. If you get the chance to choose something, or an elderly person, if Abraham and Lot, who was older? Abraham was older. True of us. You just need a little mathematics to know that Abraham was older. If an elderly person presents you with a chance to choose something, ladies and gentlemen, allow the elderly person to choose first. Some of you are in the house with your sister. She's older than you. They brought something, or you say you've chosen. Hey, me never found my dad out. That kind of idea, mama. No, you see, wisdom should tell you that allow the elderly person. Listen, there is a place for firstborns. Don't behave like a fool. You lot, you were not even part of Abraham's family members. He was going and he called you that, "Follow me. Follow me." And you followed. And today you came to have cattle. Today you also have goats. And you have a confirmed. You have a cow. And you have what? Turkey. You have Nenke. And double. Pusie. And you think that you are rich. So now your Fulani people have started fighting with your uncles. You see, but even Lord, something should tell you that you should call your Fulani and say, "Hey, don't be silly. Never fight with them. Do you know who they are? You have gone to stay in your uncle's house and you are fighting with your uncle's children. You are insulting them. Your father's face like bass. Do you know what you are doing? You are insulting your uncle. The person you are staying there, that's you are insulting him. Am I preaching or I'm not preaching well? Or Auntie Harry, can I preach? I know that. Yeah. You have got to stay in your auntie's house and you are fighting with your auntie's children. Common sense. Everybody say common sense. Common sense. Common sense. Knock your head and say common sense. Everybody knock your head. Knock it. Sense is entering. As you are knocking your head, sense is entering. Common sense. Common sense. When I went to secondary school, I've been telling you all the time, our school rules, there were 41 rules. 41 rules. Number 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to 41. Yeah. The last rule, 41, it says that common sense must be applied everywhere. It means that if what you are doing is not part of the school rule, 41 tells you that what you are doing, is it common sense? It's not in the school rule that don't bath outside. But it's common sense telling you that bathing outside is good. Yeah. If you go to Presec Lego, for them, it's not even, they've written it. A breach of common sense is the breach of the school rule. That alone is okay. Breach of common sense. Common sense should tell you that when you are in your auntie's house, you don't fight with your auntie's children. This type of thing. I will bath first. If you bath first, what will happen? If you also bath second, what? And the car, I will sit in the front. Hey, are you? Hey, common sense, common brothers and sisters, common. And it has become a major issue, that your father has to come in. So don't be silly before you. And now I'll sit in front, and I'll not sit in front. And I put my back in. Hey! When I was younger, look, you see, the preacher I'm preaching there is knocking things. People are confessing. Look, when I was very young, I stayed in a house where many. So one of the things we fight about, you won't believe it. We fight about it. I mean, it's a major fight. It's when we are about to eat or when we finish eating. That's what I'm saying. That when people finish eating, that is where the foolishness comes. That's why those of you that, hey, your parents are very experienced. They give you the food. You say the food don't catch you. That one, you know that, look, if I go and do anything, no, I won't know back up. But those of you that you finish eating, you even use broom to sweep your stomach. Sweep your stomach. You come and eat again. How many of you have swept your stomach before I came to? Hey. So, what we do is that one of the major fights I was telling about is that when we finish eating, who collects the soup bowl? We have the bankun bowl and then the soup bowl. Who? Look. If you succeed in taking the soup bowl to wash, you have made it in life. It's a whole project. It's like you have gone to the university and you have graduated. You have collected the soup bowl. It's equivalent to graduating from the university with masters. Hey, it's a whole fight. So people register. You register it down. Hey, if we eat in the tomorrow afternoon, I'll collect the soup bowl. And if somebody doesn't know and collect that soup bowl, it's a whole fight. I mean, it's like a fight. Wrestling that people have to come and watch. Soup bowl. So back to Lot. Am I speaking wisdom in this service? Or I should close? No, your parents will come and pick you. So Lot, if you were sensible. Sensible, and your uncle said, choose. So, oh, uncle, I beg. Please, you choose for me. I beg, uncle, I beg you there. You choose. You tell me what to do. Even in the first place, this fighting between your herdsmen and that of Abraham, it shouldn't even come up. That is why those of you that your parents are very good, if you go to school and come back and you report the teacher, before you are reporting the teacher, you get a slap. But some of you, to your parents, as you, then your mother wears jeans. who has cloth here? Then she has put cloth around her waist. She has worn jeans and wore cloth. They say, follow me. Then you are giving your mother phone. Today there, BB Basie. Then, because they are going to fight the teacher. Yeah. If you are sensible, you will not even go and report a teacher. Yeah. You see, some of the things you do, you create problems for yourselves. As you've gone to report a teacher, are you the first person to be beaten in school? Hey, are you the first person? You see, I've been telling that if you are a child and nobody beats you, you are doomed. You are on the road, on the highway to spoil. Yeah. And when Lot chose that place, Bible said that, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. That was the beginning. Look, I don't know whether, verse 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The men of Sodom, that is where the Sodomian things came from. The men of Sodom, they were wicked. When he was choosing, he didn't know that he was choosing Sodom. No. He was choosing greener pastures. Was choosing, choosing Duade and Amada. Oh, yeah, they are my go-to chew. My go-to chew. Because if I look at this side, the way the place has become brown, my goat, they will die. Let me choose this green people. As we are choosing them. Look, that is why it's not in the Bible. He said, not all that glitters is gold. As you are growing up, you see, you the sisters, you see men. They'll come. He's wearing chain, 16 chain. He's wearing earring. And then his starter jeans. He tells you that, he tells you that he's from Russia. But you don't know that there's another Russia in Ashama. Yeah. Because he told you he's from Russia, I think like it's Boga from Amanone. It's not anybody who wear earring that is from this thing, America, UK. Some of them are there. Some of them too are from Kasua. Yeah. He's holding phone 8. All the 8 phone, all of them are not working. But you don't know. Only one is working. Even that one, the screen is not good. But because you see phone like that, all your eyes is doing play, 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 play. You have never seen dog chain before. So the man is wearing dog chain. He says he's the one who keeps Shatawale's money. Hey! He's called Shatabanda. You believe him. Let me tell you. Let you see, as you are choosing, somebody tells you that, oh, science, the moment you go and do science in secondary school, you become a doctor. It's not true. It's not true. It is not true. Hey, I remember last year I was choosing school for somebody. One of you here, the best in the hair, either I do science or I die. I say, you will not die. You will do the course I've chosen for you. You see, sometimes you make people deceive you. Oh, they say if you stop school and you do trot mate, 3 weeks, you buy aeroplane. Hey, ask the people who are doing the trot mate whether they've been able to buy a wheelbarrow tie. So at a very young age, your main aim is to become a trot mate. When you go to school, look, I had a cousin today. Look, he's walking about. He's older than me. Sometimes when I want to talk, he's smart. I'm very careful. When we started school, when my eyes opened, we started school. His father, his son was is in Australia. You know Australia? Do you know, it's not a shaman, Australia. And me, around that time, my father has died. So, as we're going to school, I don't know what promise he had, but it's like they told him that they are coming for him to Australia. Oh. It was not easy. So cadets. Cadet sports, because he knew that Australia, here I come. Oh, I don't have anybody at even Togo. Many of you are Togo. If I have to learn, this is my destiny. I have to learn. So those of you that your uncle is at Germany, and your uncle's, listen to the wisdom. Your uncle is at Germany, and your uncle says he's coming for you, but your uncle's children are here. And you still don't understand English. Look, I'm in Germany. This is my daughter. And this is my niece. And I've promised this one, my niece, that I'm coming to take her to Germany. But she knows that my daughter is in Ghana. And she's attending Saito. And this has never registered that, this Germany thing, So when you go to school and they are doing maths, then you are drawing. Because you know that lege, before you catch a GSS 2, third term, dear, you are even planning how you do goodbye to us. But me, the warfare, that I'm in Germany, my daughter is here. She's in class 5. She has not even paid class 4, second term school fees. And then you are here rejoicing that and Chebia Ubeko Jemai. Hey, be careful. Hallelujah. So Lord pitched. You see, where you pitch your tent, where you go and build your house, where the area, I'm coming there, then I'm about to close. The area where you are, sometimes the area you are in, it can spoil you. The area. When you are surrounded with smokers. Yeah. Because that is what you are seeing. Okay, let me show you something. Something in art. I should think that. Let me show you. That's my last scripture. Then I'll close. Go to art. And be going to art, whether it's there or not. But I think I'll find it. I'm putting it in the search engine. If and Chabia, our screen will come in Jesus' name. You see when I say that thing, it happens. Okay. No, 2 Peter. Sorry. Not at 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2, verse 8. I'll close with that one. And to those of you who come to church and don't have a Bible, you are doing something very bad. Peter, how are you? 2 Peter 2, 8. He said, for that righteous man dwelling among them. Okay. That man they are talking about was Lot. Uh-huh. Okay. You come to, let's start from verse 6. Let's start from verse 6. 2 Peter 2, verse 6. He said that, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned with them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after them should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Do you understand? Delivered what? Just Lot. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Verse 8. For that righteous man dwelling among them, which was Lot, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. This was Lot. In seeing and hearing, the things you see in the area, the things you hear in the, that righteous man Lot, in seeing and hearing their unlawful deed, vex his righteous soul from day to day. Oh, your friends, where are they? The people you call your friends, some of them are Muslim, some of them are fetish people. Your friends, your main friends, they watch bad movies. But you say they are your friends. Hallelujah. Oh, you have left. Oh, let me come back to the JCH. I think they are the people encouraging my preach. Yeah. A lot.
May you become righteous. Amen. Yeah. May you become righteous. He said, in seeing and hearing, the people that you surround yourself. Look, the people that surround, they are correct people. Or the people I surround myself with, they are correct human beings. They encourage me to do things. Why do you think I'm doing things? Yeah. The whole where we are, in, have you heard they say some church has gone to organize conference for children? Anyway, there's one church, they want to organize conference. They want to add us. So they don't know, they should do their own thing. Today, as before I came, they called me and said, the conference, somehow. I said, no, they should also do their own thing. Yeah. Let me tell you, when you surround yourself with foolish people, you become foolish. Today, I'm saying a lot of things. I have to stop because some of the things you are waiting for me to close, you go and buy popcorn. But you become proper. Yeah. Lot. You see, don't follow this example of Lot. This example of Lot, where you don't respect elderly people. You don't respect people that are ahead of you. When you are at the place, you should know who is ahead of you. No. Hey, I can't go to bishop office and go and sit down and cross my leg and say, they should bring me drink. Hey, are you okay? But you, the bowl that your father eats inside, you can use it to eat your jollof. If we ask you, say, oh, but we are all human beings. We can all eat in any bowl. We are all human beings. May God deliver us. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. I think I have to close here. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Oh, I said lift up your hands. I'm about to close. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Pray. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Maso dalabande. Kabru si kabrande mala kuriana. Si kabrando robos. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare your everlasting love for you. We declare that we love. Everybody sing it. Lift up your hands and sing it.
We declare.
Say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. That we are changed, and all the hope we have, we praise you right now. Father, we declare, everybody sing it. Father, we declare that we love you. Everlasting love for you.
For the last time, Father, we declare.
Father, we declare.
What are you playing? What are you playing?
We love you.
We declare your everlasting
love for you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Father, we say thank you for what we have heard this afternoon. Preserve our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap for Jesus and take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Learn these things, oh. Learn these things. Is there in church? Yeah.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.